This holiday season, find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from, it's easy to find a new favorite Cabernet or Chardonnay or the perfect gifts for everyone on your list with some help from a friendly guide. And all with the confidence of knowing you found something special for the lowest price. Find what you love. Love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Drink responsibly. B21.
I got three words for you. You like that?
No! No other way to put it.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Intercepted at the 42-yard line! Yes, Nick Bolton!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown!
No!
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion and host of the Greenlight podcast, Chris Long. Coming up, Emmy award-winning actor Henry Winkler. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. What a great hour this is going to be. We're about to play Overreaction Monday for all of you here on the Roku channel and also Sirius XM Odyssey in this week. Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliates smart enough to have us, those listening on our podcast. We say thank you for that. We greatly appreciate it. Also in this hour, the United States and Wales about to kick things off in a World Cup soccer match in Qatar.
It's 10 p.m. in Qatar right now.
We've already lost the battle with Wales on the national anthems. They showed some Americans in the stands being very patriotic and singing. They showed some Welsh woman banging it out so significantly. I saw veins in her forehead. So the Welsh are fired up, and we're underway, and we're going to keep an eye on all that. Meanwhile, I just love doing this show for so many reasons. Not only do we get to talk sports, but we get to talk pop culture and movies and TV and have some guests that come in here and light it up. And Henry Winkler did that in June when he came in to talk about the Emmy worthiness of himself, although we did that. And the show Barry on HBO, he plays the acting teacher Gene Cousineau, who is the exact opposite of the Fonz, right? Who we all know him as from Happy Days. And I was sitting here talking to him about Barry, and he interrupts me and goes, "Do you know Patrick Mahomes?" And that started him off on talking about his love of Patrick Mahomes. And then later on in the conversation, during which he dropped an F-bomb in relation to the jump the shark phrase, it was dynamite. You have to go to our YouTube page. It's one of the best videos that's sitting there, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. It's from the summer. And he then returned to the subject matter of Mahomes, saying he loves him so much, he'd love to cook him dinner, that they have this great chicken dish with a great reduction, and he'd love to offer him dinner. And we posted that on our Twitter account, at Rich Eisen Show. Patrick Mahomes saw it, and when Mahomes was on this show a few weeks ago, in advance of Monday Night Football, I played that for him, and he then said he didn't have time for dinner when he's in Los Angeles, but he would invite Henry Winkler to the game between the Chiefs and the Chargers. And sure enough, last night was that game between the Chiefs and the Chargers, and Mahomes came through. And Henry Winkler did in fact, meet Patrick Mahomes. They fist bumped before the game. Mahomes presented him with a jersey. I do believe it was autographed. Henry wore a beautiful red sweater that looks like Ralph Lauren to me. I can't wait to ask him if I had to guess. And he was dressed like Andy Reid, if Andy Reid wore a nice sweater instead of a NFL-issued Chiefs gear. And I have to tell you, in the 8-plus-year history of this show, this could be the greatest achievement of RES Consulting. This could be the greatest achievement. And as you know, we had two people meet on this show, and they had a child.
That's the greatest accomplishment.
Life is existing now.
That is the greatest accomplishment. Come on.
But the that's not RES. That's RES. RES Consulting.
Oh, we didn't consult. Yeah, because Jason did that on his own.
This is the subsidiary of the Rich Eisen show.
Good point.
And so I think this is the greatest achievement of RES Consulting, where it's just like,
I would agree with that.
Because I've come up with a new slogan for RES Consulting.
Uh-oh. Is it going to be better than the nickname?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. RES Consulting. People helping people.
Oh, come on, brother.
People helping people.
That is my favorite Vince Vaughn line from Wedding Crashers, when they're sitting at the table and Isla Fisher's getting all, well, you know, and he's just like, people, people helping people.
It's people helping people. RES Consulting. We're just trying to help Henry.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt. Just come to me to buy it.
RES Consulting. People helping people.
Corner kick for USA right now.
That's all we do. No, no, we don't have to live.
I like that.
Stream
Rich.
This whole thing.
I'm but completely on board with that one.
It's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won me back. Deuces.
Deuces.
People helping people.
I'm trying. But people helping people. We're just trying to help Henry Winkler make a dream come true. And hey. I do know. Again, that's a Laverne and Shirley line. Okay. Helping dreams come true for me and you, but for Henry and Patrick Mahomes. I can't wait to have
Shamil.
Henry's going to join us in 15 minutes' time to basically recount last night, and I think it's going to be as delightful as anything Henry Winkler says or does. So,
the guy's been famous for 50 years.
It's ridiculous.
And last night was probably the greatest moment of his life.
That's the way he acted. Yeah, I mean, he was tweeting like he was 12.
That's amazing, man.
He was tweeting like he was 12.
Oh, my gosh. So funny.
And I'm getting, like, tweets, texts from Stone Street. Like, here he is meeting Brett Veach's family. Like, he was part of the Chiefs kingdom last night. It's great.
Yeah, someone, I don't know if you guys saw the shirt someone held up. It was a picture of Fonzie on it, and it said, football family Fonzie,
well,
with the outline of
Kelsey
the...
Kelsey wore it.
Oh, did he wear it?
Travis Kelsey wore that. So that wound up in my text.
I just saw him on the sidelines with someone holding this shirt up.
You put it on, and it says, Faith... Family, faith football or family football. Fonzie. There it is.
Yeah, football family Fonzie.
The three essentials is the Chiefs. The Chiefs tweeted that out.
That is amazing.
I mean, the greatest achievement in the history of RES Consulting. People helping people.
People helping people.
Henry Winkler joining us now in 14 minutes time.
The Fonz.
Okay, Chris Brockman, are you ready?
Come on.
It is a huge Monday coming on. It's a Monday of Thanksgiving week. So rubber's meeting the road.
Yep.
Steaks getting higher. Throats getting tighter. It's time for Overreaction Monday here.
Let's go.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, Christopher, the floor is yours.
All right, Rich. You're from New York, right?
Yes, I am, sir.
Got it. The Giants and Jets have a combined 13 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? They're both going to miss the playoffs.
That's ridiculous. That's a total overreaction and absurd. It's absurd. Now, the Giants have got the Commanders appearing larger in their rearview mirror. That is true. And the Jets have got, who's appearing larger in their rearview mirror? The Bengals, who have a tiebreak on them. That's a problem because the Ravens have a significantly easier schedule than most the rest of the way, although you saw what that meant yesterday against the Panthers. That was very close, too close for comfort for them. I'll say that's an overreaction. Cinderella's carriage turned into a pumpkin for New York football on Sunday. And the problem is for the Jets is they got the Bears coming in on a 3-game losing streak, but Justin Fields is coming in and coming into the Jets' house. And everything that's happened this week, Zach Wilson's got a huge public appearance next when he's got his next media availability, where he's going to have to clean up on aisle no in his answer to, did he let the defense down? He kept on answering questions just to get off the podium because he didn't want to hear the criticism, or at least the criticism implied by the questions. And that doesn't cut it. And here comes Justin Fields from his same draft class in that building. He's got a lot to do all week long, and then on Sunday, and then a huge game for the Giants on Thanksgiving, because they can get swept by the Cowboys, and that is a major problem for them. So I'll say for the moment it's an overreaction, but there's still work to do. What else you got over there,
Giants,
Chris?
Still play Commanders twice and Eagles twice.
That, which means they can win the division.
Or go 0 for 4.
They could.
Well,
but what I'm just saying is that they have in front of them the ability to win the division.
True, but they're not, because hit them with the Heinicke, Rich. Commanders are making it. 5 out of 6. Heinicke's the man. Washington to the playoffs.
Atlanta at the Giants by a home for the Giants at San Francisco, home for a Deshaun Watson led Cleveland Browns team, and then home for Dallas. I mean, they've got it in front of them, but I'm not going to sit there and say they're making the playoffs. They're still the 49ers, and don't sleep on the Seahawks coming off of their bye week from Germany. Somebody who loses the NFC West is going to be a potent threat at the 6 or 7 seed. So I'll just say that's an overreaction as well, but they are definitely putting themselves in the position. And Carson Wentz, I would say, barring injury, is done as the quarterback of the Washington Commanders. Who else? What else you got over there, Chris?
NFC East theme here so far to start.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys at full strength. Best team in the NFC.
Okay. I will say
they weren't full strength when they played the Eagles.
I will say that is not an overreaction. I would say San Francisco is still in that mix as far as I'm concerned. And we'll see what they look like tonight against the Arizona Cardinals in Mexico. And in terms of you're wondering whether I react properly or not, the United States had almost an own goal for them. And then a follow-up shot on goal that was very close to putting them up 1-0, and I didn't react at all. So I understand reactions.
I would have went nuts.
And I'm able to focus on what you're positing and then making sure that everything is straight and narrow for my responses. And I'm saying that's not an overreaction about the Dallas Cowboys, and Odell might be coming. I still need to see what the 49ers look like over the next few weeks. Them at full strength, I think, is a very scary proposition for the rest of the NFC. What else, Chris?
You watch a lot of AFC East football, Rich, right?
Yeah, sure.
Would you say the Bills have their future quarterback?
Yes.
Would you say the Dolphins have their quarterback in the future?
Yes.
Neither Zach or Mac are the QBs of the future for the Jets and Pats.
I don't think
they stink.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I don't think you could sit here and say they stink, because I'd like to say we use better language than that. We can
stink is cleaning me up.
We can.
All right, let me ask you this real question.
Yes.
Real question.
Yes.
Which of those teams, Patriots or Jets, more likely to have being quarterbacked by Derek Carr next year? Because I would take him in a second.
I would too. Right now,
He's not going to be on the Raiders. Next year,
the Jets have a chance to win now, and I don't think anybody saw that right now. And everybody thought that Zach would grow along with this team as it grew, not that it was growing past him. And he needs to catch up fast and is not apparently able to do so. I'm not saying he's unwilling to do so. It might be unwilling to focus on the stuff that can get him there faster than his just pure natural skills. That's the way it looks to me sitting in Los Angeles watching these games on television.
Both defenses are really good. Breece Hall is probably a little bit better than Ramondre, but now Breece is out. Pats have better tight ends. That? Jets have better receivers. I mean, it's even. Pick a team, and I think you can contend with Derek Carr.
I don't know. I think Mac Jones has been stunted by, you know, all you got to do is watch the All-22 Twitter led by Dan Orlovsky, and whatever the hell scheme they're doing and whatever they're calling isn't really being helpful. But I would say the Jets have got, if in the next 2-3 weeks don't do well, they have to consider telling Zach, you're done for the moment. You sit back and watch a little bit longer while we try and win a playoff berth and go in the veteran route. And I don't think that's any sort of overreaction right now.
Should the Jets start Flacco next week?
That's an overreaction. What else you got over there?
The Raiders win yesterday, Rich. It's enough for you to go full Godfather 3. Just when you were out, they pull you back in.
Well, let me just say this. What I saw yesterday in Denver, the grit to pull that thing out, and the thing is the game, the victory, for the grit for them to win that game, to get the ball back, to get the game-tying field goal, to send their punter out to win the toss and then find Davante Adams wide open, seeing Max Crosby sit in the backfield, getting the turnovers, playing a tough game on the road when they have to perform after what's happened. That's why I saw the Raiders performing well this year. I can't go back yet. I can't. All right? I need to see it again. Because what? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Can't get fooled again.
Is it the other way around? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I feel like George Bush, W. Bush. We're just not going to be fooled again.
We can't get fooled again.
We can't get fooled again. I think I just basically gave you that, okay? So that's an overreaction. I'm not Godfather 3 just yet. What else? And scene. Thank you. What else?
The Vikings are frauds.
That's an overreaction.
They're frauds.
That's an overreaction.
They're the worst 8-win team ever.
Dude.
That game, soon as Micah Parsons sacked Kirk Cousins, that game was over.
This is why we've got a segment called Overreaction Monday, because the Vikings won a game that people were calling
best
regular season game in years, right? Game of the year.
Josh Allen couldn't fall
instant
forward.
Classic, right? We're seeing all of that. Paul Allen calling games, getting, you know, just TikTok love and Twitter love, and everybody's like, this is incredible. Love this team. And, you know, Kirk Cousins is taking his shirt off, and Schefter's taking his shirt off. Everybody's taking his shirt off, not me.
We snatched them chains.
But, I mean, all of that. You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Like, take rings off. Full minks off.
Full Aqib Talib.
Handy up. Everything off.
Hey, and so.
You don't deserve that.
You can go from you win.
My grandmother gave me that chain.
Yeah, you win game of the year, and now you're a fraud.
Yep.
There's definitely, in my estimation, an in-between, and I'm going to say they're there. And I would watch out for you, sir, on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night.
Zero worries. Okay. It is going to be the greatest Thanksgiving night since the butt fumble.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
What else you got, sir?
All right, last one. Bengals-Ravens, week 18. That's going to be game 272 for the AFC crown in the North.
That's not a bad one.
Bengals are sleeping giants, man.
No, the Bengals have a much tougher road and row to hoe than the Ravens. The
first
Ravens
place schedule, right?
I get it. Well, the Ravens are at Jacksonville, home for Denver, at Pittsburgh, at Cleveland. And again, Cleveland, one would assume, is going to be a more stout opponent with Deshaun Watson returned. Home for Atlanta, home for Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati. There's that at Cincinnati game. Cincinnati has a game coming up right now at Tennessee, home for Kansas City, home for the same Cleveland team we're referring to, and that will be a Deshaun Watson game. At Tampa, at New England, home for Buffalo, and then home for Baltimore. I mean, that's a tough one, man. Their winnable games were earlier in the year, and they didn't win enough of them, it seems. And we'll see if the Ravens slip up in a game that they so-called should win.
Chase comes back.
I have not analyzed this. I have not analyzed this closely enough to peg another one. So let me just take a look real quick. Tampa home, Tampa at Atlanta is one. Tampa at Atlanta could be one. I mean, why wouldn't the league want Tom Brady to play in the last game? It could be his last game of his career if he doesn't make it, right? True. He's already tweeting out to his at Fox Sports friends in advance of the World Cup. Just take a look at his Instagram story feed coming on the air. I don't know. That's not a bad one to peg. Denver and Los Angeles Chargers doesn't really strike me as anything. Yeah. Rams at Seattle would have been one. I don't think that's anymore. The Rams have lost four in a row for the first time under Sean McVay. It might not be a bad one, Chris. You got Dallas and the Commanders, though. That's not a bad one either.
I see.
All right. Good one, sir.
Good stuff.
Let's take a break, because Henry Winkler is going to be calling into this program. I could not be more thrilled about this. Oh, yeah. Look, we got to send this to Henry Winkler. He and Mahomes is stepbrothers right there. Well done, Smitch. And the rest of the Rich Eisen Show crew. We're back with Henry Winkler in a moment.
Influencer. It's a word that gets tossed around a lot these days. There is a woman who went the distance, who broke ground as the first true influencer by living a remarkable life. Her name, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm Katy Perry. This is the story of the original influencer. This is Elizabeth the First.
Elizabeth the First, the podcast, wherever you listen.
The World Tournament of Soccer happening in Qatar is finally here. And with all the weird kickoff times and all the other sports happening simultaneously, it can be kind of hard to keep up. So to make sure you're up to speed, be sure to listen to Qatar Kick Around for the daily wrap-up of all the action from the tournament. From the group stage all the way to the final, Andy, Lars, and Peter are here for you with recaps and opinions of what happened that day in Qatar. Everything can be found at thekickaround.com, the Cumulus podcast channel on YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Hey, bring it back.
We're back. We're back. Very good. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio outfit. You can listen to the NFL in the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. One of our best guests we've ever had. I mean, the reaction we got when Henry Winkler was on this show in June. Off the charts. And one of the people who heard it was Patrick Mahomes and heard Henry Winkler's professed love for Patrick Mahomes and said, I will take Henry and his entourage, his family, and put him in my suite for the game against the Chargers, which got flexed into a night game. And they didn't even know Henry Winkler was invited. And it happened yesterday. It being the meeting between Henry Winkler and Patrick Mahomes, the greatest moment in the history of the Rich Eisen show consulting business, RES Consulting. And joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is the one and the only wonderful human being, Henry Winkler, on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How are you, Henry Winkler?
Let me tell you something, Rich. Let's start with this.
Yes, sir.
All of what you said is true, but it would not have happened without you. You were the glue that kept that event together, that made it happen in the first place. Now, I had a great interview with you. I thought it was funny. I really was telling you about Patrick Mahomes and how he is a cut above.
Yes.
And you then, I heard
yes.
that you played that cut for him.
I did.
And he said, Henry is invited on the 20th of November, and there we were because of Rich Eisen.
Henry Winkler, to say it is my pleasure is an understatement. You are a delightful human who deserves nothing but the best.
Thank you.
And I am so glad this happened. Please walk me through your day and night.
Okay.
What happened?
Okay.
Yes.
So I was so excited because I've known about this for a while.
Yes.
We finished shooting Barry for the fourth season on Thursday.
Oh, perfect timing.
All I thought about was Sunday. But Sunday seemed like so far away. So then I had to go through Friday and Saturday. I had to go through Sunday morning. I got shaved. I got into a white shirt and a red sweater so
yes.
I would wear the Chiefs colors. I had no idea what was happening. Being a nervous Nelly, I was worried about the tickets, and my assistant assured me the tickets, because of Patrick Mahomes' assistant,
yes.
Lacey, were all taken care of. We get in the car, and then I realized, my wife is staying with our granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
So the man, Ernie, who was driving us, I invited him. So now we're there, and we find the right entrance, and we go to the suite. The suite, I swear to God, must be like a skyscraper. And there's a salad and there's a plate that sushi is going to come. Frankfurters are going to come. Cheeseburgers are going to come. There were turkey sandwiches and drinks, whether you had alcohol or water, everything in between.
Yes.
I meet his mom, his lovely mom,
Love.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I meet his brother, Jackson. His lovely sister, who was about 11, I think, Mia. And now I am taken, I have to leave my son, Max, my son, Jed, and my my son-in-law, Rob, in the suite, and I am escorted to the field.
Fantastic.
I now take pictures with almost everybody in the state. and it is great. Now the coaches, Mrs. Reed.
Yes.
Comes and gets me wearing a ring. I swear you could put chairs around and have a dinner around the championship ring.
Yes.
She takes me by the arm and she said, I need you to take a picture with all of the coaches' wives.
Oh, fantastic.
We walk down the field. People are saying hello. I'm waving hello. And we get there and I take a picture with all of the lovely wives of every coach of every department. I think I've taken with coaches from other teams, their wives were there. Then I meet the owner of the Chiefs, Mr. Hunt.
Oh.
I meet his wife, his beautiful daughters who look like models. We take pictures. And then I go back to where I'm standing. I'm told, stand right here after the huddle. And then Patrick comes running across the field.
The moment.
Oh, my God. I am so excited. I don't know what to do. We fist bump, then we hug. Then he is excited because he is giving me his jersey signed with Winkler on the back.
Oh, custom made.
I am now reduced to a 12-year-old girl screaming for the Beatles. I am so excited. And he said, I'm going to take you up. Now, remember, on your show, I said, if Patrick Mahomes comes to my house, I'm going to give him a wonderful chicken breast stuffed with ricotta and spinach with a reduction sauce that it just is so delicious, I can't believe it.
Yes.
He says to me, I'm going to take you up on your dinner. I said, there's always a seat for you at my table. He then goes running off. Before this.
Yes.
His number one receiver, one of the great players of all time.
Kelsey?
Absolutely, Mr. K.
Yes, Mr. K.
Mr. K. He is running on the field with a shirt that is a Fonzie t-shirt.
Football family Fonzie. We see it right here.
Unbelievable. He is looking for me. I did not know. I never got to shake his hand. And I couldn't believe it. And then I got a copy of that shirt given to me up in the suite that looks like an apartment overlooking New York City's Hudson River.
Henry Winkler. Yes.
And then
yes.
The game is played. Now, one of the things that I think about Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if this is true. It probably isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, he's so good. And I want to say that when I met him, it was like meeting one of my son's friends with no game coming up. He was so present with me. He was so direct with me. It was so comfortable. It was not like, oh, yeah, hey, how you doing? I got a game to play, and thanks for coming, and enjoy. That was not his demeanor at all.
Well, I guess, in Henry, that you got to sit here and think that that's maybe why he's so incredible under pressure, is that he could just live in a moment and be.
I'm telling you, he does. You know? I think, Rich, you are correct. You are 100%. He's like Ted Williams, I was told, once slowed the ball down where he could see the stitching.
Right. Right.
I believe that is the way Holmes's DNA is.
Well, isn't that amazing, too, is that the game comes down to it, and he has to win it, and it's him and Kelsey that do it, and the whole, I think the whole stadium knew that there was too much time left on the clock, and Mahomes did his magic. The improvisatorial, as you mentioned, that's the word you used in June.
I'm telling you.
It happened.
This is what it occurred to me. I have no idea if I have been on the right page. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that he's so good that, you know, he figures I'm going to get behind and then I'm going to win the game to make it interesting for myself.
Right.
Then we go down several stories on a ramp.
Okay.
With a lot of other people.
After the game. Game
After
over.
After the game, I have on a stick'em that
yes.
Says I can go backstage, that I can go
sure.
into the locker room.
Ah.
And I'm waiting there. I have taken pictures now with everybody in on the ramp. And then we get the news. He's already on the bus.
Ah.
I never got out of the waiting, holding pen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Went home
yes.
happy as a lark.
Henry Winkler, this is amazing. And now, so you didn't get to see him after the game. That means dinner.
I didn't.
That means dinner.
And I wanted to say congratulations to the other teammates and to meet Mr. Reed. What a phenomenal coach.
And I just love your choice of sweater. Was that a Ralph Lauren sweater?
Henry? It was. Yes. Okay. So I have a collection.
Yes.
Of I like to wear color. I don't wear gray or black.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
just me. So I have every shade of green. I have lavender.
Yes.
I have orange. And, of course, I have my red I thought was appropriate for the Chiefs.
Absolutely. Perfect. With the white collar, it looks like you're part of the team.
Yeah.
It looks like you.
Yeah.
It looks like it was meant to be. Beshirt,
yeah.
right?
Let me keep you. Beshirt. Now, right. And for those people who don't know, especially for Kanye, that is a Yiddish word. That means meant to be.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yes. I just said I would give it the full flavor. And I have to tell you, but if I was on that field,
yes,
and those people, this is the question I have asked every football player
yes.
I have ever met,
yes,
except for Mr. Mahomes, who I was too tongue-tied to ask.
Mm-hmm.
When those men. With no body fat, come flying through the air and smash into your body
yes.
from every direction at the same time. How do you get up? That is my question.
I don't know. It's just they're built for the sport, and I guess Mahomes' answer to that will be just don't get hit, which is usually what happens for him.
Yeah, really.
I mean, again, Henry, for you to profess your love for him like the way that you did, and then for you to get to meet him and be there with his family,
and then
the game
created magic. And I'm not going to say this would never have happened without you. And the next person was his assistant, Lacey,
mm-hmm.
who was so detail-oriented that all of my OCD was covered.
I love it. And let me just tell you this, Henry. For all the years that I have been following you and emulating you and loving everything that you've done in your career, for me to be able to provide you with a split second of happiness is really all that I could imagine and
I'm
want.
I'm telling you.
Please, sir.
If it never happens again, I was invited to Arrowhead to sit in the suite there. But that's an open-air stadium, and I don't think that my body could take that kind of cold.
Well, here's the thing. If we're just looking over a steering wheel, Henry, you know, and the Chiefs are ready to have you, you never know. We'll see how far they go in the playoffs. And and the Super Bowl is played in Arizona indoors.
Arizona sounds wonderful.
It's geographically sound.
Yes. And close.
I don't know if Ernie can drive you, but we'll see how it goes.
Really? But, Rich, I thank you for the most wonderful moment in time. I'm telling you, it was so special.
Right back at you, Henry Winkler. I don't know. Now when you hopefully come back in here, I don't know what to do next for an encore other than just give you...
No, we'll just have fun.
Love it. What do you got for me on the Barry front? Anything?
Oh, okay. It will be next year, I think, that it runs.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot tell you anything because I will be dead.
Let's not do that then?
No.
Let's not do that?
Bill Hader directed all 8.
Oh, fantastic.
He was amazing. And it was, I will say, it was a thrill. It was an honor, actually. We were in Big Bear.
Okay.
Very cold.
Okay.
Very muddy.
Uh-huh.
Snow on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I was, with Bill, the last shot of the season.
Oh. Okay.
And I thought, wow, this is really a wonderful honor.
Okay, and do you think the way, is there a way that you can answer this? I will ask it. You can handle it however you wish. Is the way that things wrapped up in season 4, is it a season 5
Let
possible?
Let me just say, it wrapped up really tightly.
Okay, we'll say that. Very good. I appreciate that information. I can't get enough of this show, or you, sir.
Thank you.
And I mean, honestly... The smile on my face, the number of texts I was getting from the stadium, the tweets I was seeing of you with Mahomes, and then you at the game, and then Travis Kelce wearing that T-shirt with your character from...
I didn't get to shake his hand, but...
Well, we'll get that next.
Next. I'm telling you, it was just magical.
Love it. Henry Winkler, thank you for everything, and thank you for calling in here, and the pleasure is literally all mine. You're the best. Thank you.
Well, me too. And when you talk to Patrick,
yes, sir,
just tell him that it was more than I imagined.
I love it. Love it. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family, Henry Winkler.
Thank you. You too.
Right back at you. There's Henry Winkler, at HWinkler4, number 4, real. Check out his Twitter account. It's filled with pictures, again, like he's 11 years old. How delightful was that?
It's really delightful because you see someone like him who everyone knows, everyone loves. Like you said, he's been famous for 50, 60 years. And to see him have that reaction to someone when he's always been on the other side of that rope, that's the cool thing.
And then, again, for Mahomes to do that, maybe his people thought of it or what have you, it doesn't matter. For him, before the game, to have already ready a jersey, a Chiefs jersey, autographed to him with the Winkler on the back, is just first class. The Chiefs, first class. Mahomes, first class. Just love it. And, you know, Henry saying that he was present, he was there. Because, again, I mean, all it takes is just a minute plus.
Yeah.
And the same thing, by the way, goes for kids and with needs or people with needs. Just to see a major star do that. And then I hope he does take him up on dinner, because then you got to put two seats aside. Me and Suze will be there.
But again,
I'll go for that chicken dinner. Did I just invite myself?
You did kind of just jump in there.
I just crashed.
I think you would be allowed to crash since you made the.
I've got a Ralph Lauren sweater I could wear.
You got many sweaters.
Can I peg it? That is Susie's influence right there. And in the middle of the conversation, the United States goes up 1-0 on Wales. And kudos to you guys for not overreacting. I did see it happen in real time. Brockman's head was down because he's doing work or whatever he's doing.
I could tell by Del Tufo's reaction.
I appreciate you guys not reacting.
Awesome pass by Pulisic, hit Timothy Way right as he was onside, and then bam, one time to the back of the net.
Didn't even need to go to VAR. Didn't even need to go to VAR and Cutter.
Cutter.
Qatar? Okay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's just awesome.
That was amazing.
College football. I want to discuss that when we go out the door right here on the program. This NFL season, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free. Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, Thanksgiving, and Christmas triple headers, the international series, and every postseason game. I will be at the mic for Monday Night Football on Westwood One pre and half for tonight's big game between the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals. And we'll update everybody on the latest on that game, as well as talk about college football as we go out the door here on this fabulous Monday. The folks at NetSuite want you in the business world to know your numbers because, you know what? You're a better business for knowing exactly what's going on in your business because financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting, NetSuite gives you visibility and control over all of that so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity that they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. Everything all you need, all in one place. 93% of customers say they've improved their visibility and control and they upgraded to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richradio right now. netsuite.com/richradio. netsuite.com/richradio. The first half is about to come to an end in Qatar. 4 extra minutes because, you know, it was 4 minutes of stuff that they were down and while the clock was running. I don't know. It's so arbitrary. But you're saying, Mike, it's on the up and up, so I'll trust you.
And the U.S. is,
I know what I'm saying. U.S. is up 1-0 on Wales. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, famous Welsh actress, she must be sitting around saying, this is intolerable cruelty. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. This is The Haunting coming true.
Ooh. Use some of her famous movies.
Well, I mean, like what?
The Sean Connery one.
Yeah, what was that one?
Well, I mean, they're losing to America's Sweethearts.
Say hey. Something about T-Mobile.
There you go.
I don't know how I can work Cocaine Godmother in.
Yeah.
She was in a movie called Lay the Favorite. Who knew that?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking, Rich. That's my language.
Stop it, Chris. Let's get off of this.
Hey,
Rich, by the way, did you notice something today?
Yeah, that's right.
You notice I didn't wear any shoes?
I did say, what's going on? Shoeless TJ Jefferson?
I'm protesting. I'm boycotting the sneakers app. Okay? They promised hundreds of thousands of us we're going to get these Jordan 1s. I didn't get them. Brockman didn't get them.
It's like Taylor Swift. It's like Taylor Swift didn't get
them.
If Jack Schuster didn't get them, something's up.
Jack didn't get them. Jumpman Bostic didn't get them. Sean Collar didn't get them.
While they're looking into Live Nation and Ticketmaster, they should look into this?
Well, Mike was just telling us. It's the same. It's a racket.
It's a racket.
It's a racket.
It's halftime, guys. It's halftime. It's halftime.
Defund the sneakers.
No.
That's
no.
all I'm saying.
1-0.
1-0.
See, nobody's saying 1-0. Who's saying 1-0? I know two people who are.
I don't like it.
All right. College football. Watching that Michigan-Illinois game.
It was rough.
If you could take players away from Michigan that would leave them beyond shorthanded. Blake Corum's number one, and he took a helmet on the knee. I have no idea how he came back in that game and actually ran one and pulled the pile with him. I don't know how, and he was done for the rest of the game. Donovan Edwards wasn't even playing. So, but they still survived. TCU. When TCU ran the ball with no timeouts left and then fire drilled their kicker on down two, I'm like, what are they doing? It was like, no. Oh, okay. Apparently, Sonny Dykes said they practiced that. It did look practiced, I got to tell you.
Yeah, it was
It
smooth,
looked practiced.
It was unnecessary.
At one point, Maryland put a scare in Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And then we all know Tennessee. Hendon Hooker, I am saying to you, sir, I hope to see you at the Combine. I don't believe you will be working out there, but you will go through everything you need to go through. And I hope I see you at the Combine. That's all I'm saying. He blows his knee out. Jalen Hyatt didn't get the Rich Eisen show bump at all. South Carolina bumped Tennessee off. And Tennessee was the fifth ranked team, according to the College Football Playoff Committee, that we'll hear from tomorrow. I imagine USC will be that fifth ranked team after I saw them on Saturday night at the Rose Bowl.
What a game.
Thanks to you, Deedon, and the rest of the folks of the Legacy Committee at the Rose Bowl.
What a game.
Sue's, the kids, Cooper's friend Jackson was there as well. And we all watched it. And USC, that Caleb Williams is so freaking good. So good. But I want to say this. Even though USC is fifth ranked and they will be playing in a Pac-12 championship. First of all, they play Notre Dame first.
They play Notre Dame.
Okay. And then a Pac-12 championship game. I just say this. Michigan and Ohio State. Pardon me. The Ohio State. 11-0. Does that count for nothing? Counts for nothing.
What do you mean?
Counts for nothing. I think the loser of Michigan Ohio State gets in anyway. They should.
Over the Pac-12 champ?
No, you can't. There's no way.
Why?
No. Why not?
But why? You didn't win your conference.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it right now.
If you also have one loss like USC and you don't win your conference, you should go ahead of them?
That's happened before. It's the Alabama exemption. So a team that goes 11-0 all year long, doesn't lose, and then loses to either the second-ranked team or the third-ranked team in the country, the loser of that game that the whole country is going to be watching, does it? They're out. Sorry, you lose.
USC lost on the last play of the game
to
on
Utah.
A two-point conversion to currently a team that they're playing.
A currently three-loss team.
But they're playing them for the Pac-12, so who cares? What do you mean?
Just saying it. You could disagree. Clearly you are, and I'm sure there are many others who are hearing this or watching it back later or seeing it now live. And this has got nothing to do with... I'm saying the same thing for all the Ohio State fans who are out there red-X-ing me on Twitter right now. I mean, like, grow up. Grow up. Seriously, grow up. And for you folks, I'm caping. If Michigan goes in shorthanded, banged up at many different positions, and wins that game and beats Ohio State should be done for the year?
Depends on what the
finished?
Score
is. Finished for the year.
But they have the same amount of losses as a team that won its conference. Come on. It's not like the Pac-12 has just had one ranked team all year.
No, I've done a lot.
They've had three, four ranked teams all season.
I know what you're saying.
Just like the Big Ten.
I know what you're saying. What if USC loses one of the final two games?
They're out.
And then who goes in? LSU, two-loss LSU goes in over the Big Ten runner-up?
If they win the SEC.
Sorry.
Family.
That's the way I'm feeling. And this goes for Buckeyes, too. And I hope that they do lose, and that I am right, and that they go.
Big game.
I hope I can be consistent and also very happy and chesty. Thanks to Henry Winkler and Chris Long for being on today's show. Look at our new friend of RES Consulting. Yeah.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Ramit Sethi, talking about being rich.
The old definition of rich had a lot to do with how much money you accumulated, but it wasn't about how to spend it. It was more about how to get it. But okay, so once you get it, what do you do with it?
In our culture, everybody tells you how to save, but nobody teaches you how to spend it.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.